This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Do you want to kill Nazis?
I don't want to kill anyone. I don't like bullies. I don't care where they're from.
I believe Captain America was a composite character that really kind of captured the essence of that generation. There's another analogy to be taken from Captain America, and that is that that generation and America in general has essentially fallen asleep like Captain America did, as you see him wake up in the second Captain America movie to find that he's living in an authoritarian police state.
For a second day in a row, a group of World War II vets literally took down a barrier blocking off the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Harry needs his barricade back!
Well, you seem pretty chipper for someone who just found out they died for nothing.
Wow. I go protect Iraqis in Iraq, and I come back and I find that my fellow Americans are being attacked by police.
I'm well aware of the danger. I've spent many years in combat.
For once, we're way ahead of the curve. By holding a gun to everyone on Earth, you're calling it protection.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
But the punishment usually came after the crime.
And when they say, "I want my lawyer," you tell them, "Shut up.
Your time is expired.
Get a lawyer. You're an enemy combatant."
You guys did some nasty stuff.
Yeah, we compromised. Sometimes in ways that made us not sleep so well.
Well, when I was in Afghanistan, they usually kept us outside these buildings, and the other government agency guys, probably like DEA, CIA, and all that, they would go into these kind of rooms like that, exactly, and they would be torturing people from in there. Horrible scream to hear a grown person like that being tortured.
You're watching as this opium is being grown. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
Captain America is a fugitive from S.H.I.E.L.D.
With all due respect, if S.H.I.E.L.D. has conducted a manhunt for Captain America, we deserve to know why.
You have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
This is only going to get worse once it starts. And again, there's no veterans doing anything right now. No IEDs. They are literally getting the police to pick a fight with veterans.
You are standing in my brain.
How did you get here?
In fight of them.
This operation paperclip after World War II, S.H.I.E.L.D. recruited German scientists with strategic value.
Thought I could help their cause.
Operation Paperclip explores the secret military program that hired scientists who used slave labor to build the V-2 rocket, and others who used concentration camp victims for human experiments.
The responsibility for the staggering loss of life and property is uniformly placed on Hitler and the Nazis, but excluded from the official history is the fact that Hitler and the National Socialists would not have risen to power without the help of international bankers and American and German corporations.
She's disabling security protocols and dumping all the secrets onto the internet.
Including Hydras.
And Shields.
What about Bradley Manning? What about Bradley Manning?
Look at all the people in disgrace.
I think the revelations are terrible because they were revealed. What's his name?
Snowden.
Yeah, Snowden. I think he's a traitor.
What about the others? Are you planning a rescue mission?
You think about what is going on with the Veterans Administration, the hospital, and the fact that we have veterans that are dying because they're on a wait list. You talk about Sergeant Tamarisi and his situation.
You thought you knew that.
Something that I've been upset about and raising Cain about, so I'm going to ask you about it. And that's this right-wing extremism report that was mailed out to all law enforcement officials in the United States.
I've apologized for that report. It was not authorized to be distributed.
This is a freedom. This is fear.
S.H.I.E.L.D. takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be. It's getting damn near past time for you to get with that program, Captain.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And of course, that film came out a year and a half ago and was absolutely pro-liberty, pro-freedom, pro-America, pro-human. Now, Sony bought it, and then it got passed on over to Disney, and they are putting out 110% propaganda demonizing gun owners, veterans, you name it. And Captain America now works for Hydra.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are moments in television, moments in media, where the full import of how big something isn't understood for weeks, months, even years. But what we witnessed last night with the CNBC Republican debate, moderated by CNBC, is evident pretty much instantly. This is a Polaroid moment where you don't have to wait more than just a few seconds after the debate. I was sitting there watching it with family and children and even let my children stay up late to finish it and see the aftermath. And I asked my children, my 13-year-old son, my 11-year-old daughter, my 7-year-old daughter, while we were watching the coverage that InfoWars was engaged in with David Knight, Jakari Jackson, and, of course, Joe Biggs and others, And my children said, the reporters, that's what they called them, were reporters, they're really just pundits, were trying to bully and trying to attack and trying to make the Republican candidates look stupid, but they looked stupid. That's what Rex Jones, my 13-year-old, had to say about it. And that's exactly what the nation had to say about it. That's exactly what even mainstream media had to say about it. You see, what mainstream media doesn't get is that even more hated than establishment Democrat and Republican candidates, dinosaur media is even more disdained, more reviled, more hated. I'll never forget, I've told the story many times, when Rand Paul got elected 4.5 years ago to the Senate, Politico called me, and they made a big deal about Rand Paul coming on the show and Rand Paul being a listener and Rand Paul, you know, coming on 20 years ago and being a friend of the show. And I said, don't you get it? The only way you could have hurt Rand Paul was for you to endorse him. You're out of bullets. The mainstream media is running on empty. And, of course, they quoted me a bunch in the article, but they didn't quote that part. And you notice Rand Paul isn't as successful in poll numbers as he was just 4 months ago as the front runner. Now he's in the middle of the pack because he's been more accepted by the establishment, because he's moderated his stance, and he's destroying himself thinking that people like Donald Trump are going to recede in this campaign. That is nothing but media spin. And I tell Senator Paul this in a friendly way, but I don't want to digress at this point. Getting back to the big issue at hand, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I want to cover world news, economic news first, police state news, attacks on the First Amendment, huge developments, obviously, with Paul Ryan being elected Speaker. That's all coming up. But if you look at drudgereport.com, all-out war against CNBC. Bush campaign manager confronts producer. Grove. Lame streamers, total debate failed. Bozell. Forum was a example of bias. An encyclopedic example of bias. Hannity will go down in history as really bad night for the media. I agree with that statement. Moderators booed again and again. Trump boasts about limiting debate time so we can get the hell out of here. Meanwhile, we learn RNC chairman threw candidates to the wolves. There's a revolt en masse. That's right. You have the rhino neocon Republicans always trying to hamstring a libertarian constitutional takeover of the Republican Party. The landslide already happening at the state level across the nation. And Paul Ryan being elected is part of that. The CISA bill, the surveillance bill, has been passed, masquerading as a cybersecurity bill. They are ramming a lot through while we're busy eating popcorn watching the debate. But the good news is you've got the Republican leadership working against the candidates that they don't control and that are popular. You've got the mainstream media trying to sabotage them. You've got all these dirty tricks being run against Carson and others. And all it does is empower them. When they attack Trump, he goes up in the numbers. When they attack Carson, he goes up in the numbers. When they attack Huckabee, he starts getting traction. You do not get traction out of eating out of the hand of these people. These people obviously do not have good intentions for us. And I know our audience knows this, but when Hannity says this will go down in history as a really bad night for the media, it's beyond that. This will go down in history as another major signpost that the dinosaur media is dying big time. And the more anger, the more disdain, the more vitriol, the more bravado, the more sickening chutzpah and hubris that we saw spewed by the three nasty, nasty, nasty moderators only illustrated their disconnect and their arrogance. They wanted to demonize the Republican Party. They wanted to demonize the candidates that weren't establishment. They would give softball questions to the Republicans that they know are part of the team while viciously attacking people they don't control. It was crystal clear that this was a rigged attempt to derail Patriot candidates, and instead it was a fiasco, it was a disaster, it was a train wreck, it was an implosion for the sycophantic media whores. This weekend I was hiking in the mountains of Southwest Texas, and it really hit me that we've had so many debates, so many calls, so many guests talk about what should we call the Decepticon mainstream, sewage stream, collaborator, prostitute, corporate media. And it hit me. Straight talk is the answer. Straight labels that actually fit what something is what we should go with. You don't call butter concentrated milk fat. You call it butter. You don't call chocolate recondensed sugared cocoa powder. You call it chocolate. You don't call a pile of horse manure on the side of the road some scientific name for the leavings of the equine species. You call it what it is. They are the enemy. Mainstream media is the enemy. They are the deceivers. They are the enemy propaganda arms of the major corporations that brag they've conquered this country. They are collaborators. They are here to deny there's a TPP, deny there's a CFR, deny there's a New World Order until it's too late. Deny there's Agenda 21, deny there's a move to get our guns, deny Obamacare doubles, triples prices, has death panels, restricts care, deny that there's penalties, but all of it's now happening. You see, they're just the front minions that are disposable. That's why they'll get up there and tell lies that will destroy their careers very soon, and have already destroyed them in many cases, because they're paid as mercenaries not to be popular, but to deceive the public. And then they put in new deceivers. Notice how they go through reporters faster and faster. Used to be every decade they'd go through anchors. Then it was every couple years. Now it's every couple months there's new people. Because they're trying to confuse folks with new faces. Oh, your brain associates the last crop from 6 months ago with lying to you. Here's a new crop. Here's more shark teeth rolling forward. And boy, they're really starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel. So, just like I pointed out 5 years ago that the ClimateGate emails would devastate the global carbon tax movement and devastate the center of the world government program, I use the Star Wars analogy of it was a Death Star destruction event, episode 4 level event. Didn't mean the empire was defeated, but man, it was a crushing defeat. Obama not getting his gun control through. Devastating defeat. Our military saying they wouldn't fight on the side of Al-Qaeda 3 years ago in Syria. Devastating, devastating, devastating defeat. And we're having more and more of those victories every month now. It's not a huge victory every year. It's now every month, every week. We are savaging them in this knife fight. Now, early on in the fight, they stabbed us. They cut us up really bad. I'm not saying we're even winning, but in the last few rounds of this knife fight, we are plunging double-edged daggers into their organs. They are bleeding out in front of us, but now they're really dangerous. The blood's running out of them. They're turning death white. They're going to fall over really quick or start a giant war to overturn the tables. But either way, we've got them. So just focus, pray to God, attack in the info war, and just keep stabbing and slashing and cutting.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Every move you make, every breath you take, it'll be given to select loveless corporations illegally. Private companies and government will put up fake cell towers everywhere and steal your data live time, committing felonies every time they do it, thousands of times a minute per machine. And no one will get in trouble. But then the government will lecture us all day about law and order and how they need to take our teenagers to jail if they catch them at a beer party.
or how the IRS, outside of judges or juries, should be able to take our bank accounts because they said so, even though they have a long history of criminal activity. This government at the top is illegitimate. It's seeking to now federalize all local governments and is using a push to supposedly clean up local governments as the pretext. Senate passes CISA, the surveillance bill, masquerading as a cybersecurity bill. Paul Ryan has been elected to the House Speaker. Some will say, well, where's our victory? We got rid of Boehner, and now we have Ryan. Well, Ryan will be more short-lived as Speaker if he doesn't try to actually repair the country. It doesn't matter he's pushed for open borders. It doesn't matter that he's been an anti-gunner. It doesn't matter if he gets an F when it comes to conservatism. People are now aware of him. The climate has changed. Folks know the Democratic and Republican leadership are working together to suppress the liberty movement. And so the demonization of Hollywood and CNBC moderators and all the rest of it only causes the public to support Patriot candidates that much more. So don't run from their demonization. Embrace it. And as the hoax that they're the moral authority and that they're truthful dissipates, it's the beginning of the end for these people. Continuing, after the break, we're going to get into some of the clips from the debate and the highlights, but now I wanted to break down some of the other news. Look at this news in political correctness areas. University tells students making kissing sounds is sexual harassment. The police will be called. That's at the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee. We have the official student handouts where they break it all down. Sleeping comfortably while white, now racist scientists claim. Remember Melissa Harris Perry, and if you're a new listener, I'm not kidding, just search engine this term, you can pull it up, says working hard, that term is meant to demean black slaves. All language is hateful unless it's approved by the cult leaders. California considers adding meat to cancer alert list. The state is setting the stage for potential battle with meat industry. Remember, they said all fats were bad, too. Now they admit that's not the case. This is just a way to tax meat. There's a report out today where the EPA is smashing pumpkins in a new video advertisement saying plants are bad because they increase the carbon footprint. That's right. Plants don't just release oxygen. They release carbon dioxide as part of the carbon cycle. That's why we have life on the planet, is the animal-plant symbiotic cycle with water and the sun combined. Now they're smashing pumpkins. We're not talking about Billy Corrigan. This is not a pun. They are now smashing pumpkins. And they're coming out and saying that sunlight is bad for the earth. I'm not joking. If you're a new listener, this is not satire. This is not Saturday Night Live. Kissing sounds, illegal. Having a Halloween party, racist. Sleeping comfortably, racist. Now, setting up Planned Parenthoods in every black neighborhood and the charter saying it's to kill black people because they're subhuman, that's okay. But again, they have to divert us off and everything that doesn't matter to create total infighting and just total mental illness and total, oh my gosh, a Japanese woman that doesn't speak English. Black people walk over to her and say, do you think we're N-words? Knowing full well a Japanese woman that doesn't speak English only knows about hip-hop and goes, yes, yes, yes. We want to party. What are you doing, racist? Huh? Get out of here before we beat you up. I mean, this is the craziness that we've reached. Where the great priest, the high priest of political control, they get to label whatever they want as evil, they get to label it as bad, they get to demonize it, but then all the real threats, they get ignored. Then coming up, mentally unstable Barack Obama wants to start war with China. Runaway blimp the government isn't telling you about. I got a call from the Daily Beast last night. What do I think about the blimp? And I didn't know about the blimp, so I went to InfoWars, and sure enough, there was a report up there by Joe Biggs. that one of these giant surveillance blimps that we talked about 15 years ago crashed. And so now the media wants to know what I have to say about that. Because another thing we told you about come true, because it was already there. It didn't come true. It was already there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, I host the original Alex Jones Show, or InfoWars Live, as I call it. Sounds like egomaniac to say it's the Alex Jones Show, but there's a reason for that. And then the fourth hour is still the Alex Jones Show. We've added the fourth hour, and that's hosted by Anthony Gucciardi today. We have so many great minds working here at InfoWars. Paul Watson, Anthony Gucciardi, Ja'Kari Jackson, Rob Doob, Leanne McAdoo, Kit Daniels, so many others. I want to get all our great reporters, all our great people in here as host, but also giving commentary and analysis. So many great people we haven't mentioned that work here in the InfoWars operation. Steve Watson, Paul's brother, has been involved in international affairs, has a degree in international affairs, and involved in a lot of really interesting stuff. He's been writing for InfoWars for 12 years. Paul has for 14. And I need to get him on air more. He is just as interesting and smart as his brother in different ways, but they certainly complement each other. In fact, I think I'm going to crack the whip. I made Paul get on air over the years. And now he's on Coast to Coast AM, CBS National Television, BBC National Television. You know, he's having dinner with Matt Drudge in London. And Paul is glad now I made him get on air. And I'm going to make some other people get on air. Because, you know, they're not just going to be writers up here. I want people to see average folks that love liberty. Because I don't have to sit here and tell my reporters what to report, what to write, what to say. Because I just hire people that are already informed and love freedom. And they're just going to go out and report on what's happening. And that's what's so exciting about not having talking points. I mean, I do stuff like, hey, they're coming after the guns. Let's really stay focused on that this week. Or, hey, TPP, they're ramming it through. Let's try to make that a big focus. Or it's not in the news right now that they're continuing to put veterans on don't treat death list. Let's go undercover and expose it. So a lot of times we cover what's not in the news, but sometimes we cover what is in the news, but we try to unspin the spin. When O'Reilly says it's a spin-free zone, I mean, give me a break. I'm not enemies with Fox News. But Bill O'Reilly repeatedly has lied about me and done things that are just as bad as what Rachel Maddow has done. He's like, tonight, sexual predators online going after women and using the internet to hurt them, stalk them, and do terrible things to them. Coming up, we look at these extremists, and they cut to me going, I'm sick of it. And then they artificially turn my face red with a big image of my face. And that rant had nothing to do with women. They don't show the whole rant. They just act like I'm a sex predator when he's the guy that's got to settle sex cases out of court. I mean, that's what makes it that much more uncool. It's so uncool to A, think your audience is so dumb that you just pull some parlor trick like that. It's like going, you're going to die someday, and then cutting to an image of somebody as if they're responsible. Alex Jones is deeply racist, and he also is, you know, very pleased with the Boston bombing and influenced the bombers. And then they show no proof on MSNBC. And, you know, I've got stacks of news. The reason I just went back into that whole rant is coming up later. I didn't cover this today. I've got to cover this today. I guess probably in the next hour or some. It is a 60-page report. That's probably part of why I didn't get into it much yesterday. I mean, it took me an hour the night before just to read parts of it, to scan over it. Conspiracy theorists originating on the extreme right have invaded American political life, and that's not good for democracy. And guess who's front and center in the report? Who needs to be shut down? Who's a demon? Who's a horrible person? Alex Jones. And when you've got Mark Potok that basically commands the propaganda of the FBI, the ATF, the federal marshals, and every big police department, it's creepy to know that every police officer who's basically a sergeant and above is being brainwashed by these people. That I want to kill them, and that I'm behind the Boston bombing, and that I'm a racist, and with no proof. But you know what? I love it. Because most police themselves have been demonized and have had what other people do projected on them, and so they understand exactly what Mark Potok and MSNBC and Bill O'Reilly are doing. And Bill O'Reilly comes out like, oh, we need to boycott Quentin Tarantino because he's anti-police. But then that doesn't make up for all the other things that Bill O'Reilly has done. He's kind of this guy that acts like he's a conservative, but he's only does that on the surface. When it comes to things that really are conservative, like not having a police state, not having globalism, not having CISPA, not having TPP, he's silent. And I'm going to get more into that later because it's a complex issue. There are new videos pretty much every day of police officers involved in what appears to be excessive force. People that are on power trips, engaging in bizarre activity. Cops are constantly getting busted because there's 3 million of them, committing weird crimes. That's what's going on as well in the general public. So that's a sampling that reflects criminal activity, mental illness, power trips that is in this sick society. And you can go look up these numbers for yourself. Gun crime is down 51% conservatively. Some numbers are 60-plus percent. We've had Professor Lott on. And overall, police killings of the public are down from the 70s and 80s. They're down. The police kill less people today when the country has a good 40 million people more in it than it did 25, 30 years ago. Now, does that mean there aren't out-of-control crazy police out there? No, there are. They're out there. I ran into a couple of them this weekend. They knew who I was. I was sitting there on the side of the river. They said, come here. Get out of those hot springs. Come here. Smiling and laughing like they had just found Santa Claus or something. And I said, you know who I am, don't you? Yeah, we know who you are, Alex. Now get over here. Because they were clearly leftists that wanted to henpeck me and thought they were going to have me basically urinate all over myself when they bossed me around. And no, they moved on to easier targets and took some other people to jail, not me. Because I let them know. I said, listen, just get ready to get sued because I'm not going to sit here and have you engage in this discriminatory activity against me because you don't like me. They've got it all on their little video recorders that they had on hanging around their necks like good little slaves. And so now the FBI boss has come out and said citizens' videos of police are to blame for spike in violent crime. Well, no, it is the fact that criminal and bizarre activity is being caught on film, and then the police departments unilaterally for the last 5-6 years were defending it or were not disciplining the police officers. Now, they've probably gone too far the other direction and are firing police in cases that I don't think they should be fired. Now they're indicting police in some cases when they shouldn't be indicted. They are indicting a lot of police that need to be indicted. So the truth is I've actually seen a lot of reform taking place, but that's not the reason I'm, quote, defending the police. Just as gun crime is down, but the perception is it's way up, police brutality is not up. Police shooting people is not up. It's actually up the last few years from a decade ago, but not from if you look back 25 years. It's been steadily going down. There's been some bumps up on the way down, just like any graph. But it's just not true. It's just not reality. There is less crime. There is less police brutality. There is less police killings. Does that mean there aren't horrible cases where 8 police officers beat a mentally ill man to death, sitting on him saying, don't resist, and obviously getting off on it, and then the 2 cops that did it didn't even get in trouble? Truly sickening. But you cannot judge a group of people or organizations by what individuals do. That's what collectivism is. Where somebody commits a crime with a gun, so now all gun owners are to blame. This is what totalitarians do. If you fought back against the Russians in occupied Poland in 1942, when they divided Poland with the Nazis, let's not forget, you know, that Russia was working with the Nazis. Just as bad. Probably worse in some cases at that point. And if you were in the Polish resistance and you shot an NKVD or type political officer, they would kill hundreds of people in and around where the killing happened. The Nazis did the same thing. You shot a German soldier, they'd kill 10 townspeople. You killed an SS officer, they'd kill 1,000 in some cases. This is how totalitarians operate. It's how they act. They say 2% of Americans owned slaves 170 years ago, 150 years ago. And so all white people are to blame for it and have a communal guilt that they're supposed to obsess over. Well, that's like saying all black people have guilt because Africans had slavery going on as well and helped save and help sell their brethren into slavery. I mean, that's ridiculous to say black people in Africa are to blame for slavery today because their ancestors did it. But this is the mental illness of collectivism. And I've said it over and over again that I'm going to the debate information. The reason at this point I'm fighting the NSA spying, I'm fighting the armored vehicles for the Patriots, you know, that they admit is for war. I'm exposing sheriffs that are under the control of the SPLC. We even got the FBI to stop using their information a few years ago. That is, the Patriot movement did, because it's such fraud and they've been sued so many times. It is made up garbage. So we're having victories, but there is an attempt to start a civil war of destabilization in this country and not have the focus of public's anger go after the mainstream media, globalist corporations with our dollars by not supporting them. They don't want us to peacefully fix things. They don't want us to do it with our dollars and with our mouths and with our feet, walking away from the system, not supporting it, withdrawing our consent. A peaceful, nonviolent, cognitive resistance, speaking out, civil disobedience. No, they want to brand demonstrating, they want to brand protest as burning buildings and killing random innocent people, white people and police. And it's directly out of the White House, and I know I put this message out 1,000 times. It's just that this is being pushed now, and the FBI boss is acting like cameras filming police caused this. Well, this is part of the technology, and in a way that's true. Yes, if this stuff wasn't being caught on tape, the police wouldn't feel like they were under siege, and they would still be defending people that misbehaved, and they'd still be lying about what bad cops do. Instead of protecting their fraternal order and protecting their peace officer role, they were selling it out with a bunch of propaganda and PR, and it doesn't fly when Big Brother can go both ways. But it's not the fault of the cameras. And police, especially in the north and in areas also in the northern Midwest, like Illinois, do get laws passed to call it wiretapping, to videotape in public, and do persecute the press. And it's despicable and it's wrong. Whether Barack Obama does it to whistleblowers or the press, or whether a Chicago police officer does it, it is shameful. It is un-American. It is despicable, but most importantly, it's not going to work. You're not going to stop the signal. You're not going to stop the reality from coming out. There's a lot of verses in the Bible about no lie, no crime, no evil deed will stay covered up forever. It will wash up on the shore. Whatever is hidden the deepest in your heart will end up coming out someday. And that goes for the police. It goes for the general public. The answer is reforming the police locally, not globally. The answer is police realizing what's happening. And that's my final point on this subject. The most awake group against the New World Order in this country, from my personal experience, and it's what every prominent guest concurs with, is the military. Because they've been given the training and the brainwashing to demonize gun owners, veterans, and patriots, and to demonize the founding documents of this country. It backfired. It totally woke up the military. I mean, just huge backfire. This wasn't a bunch of brainwashed 18-year-olds in college being told George Washington is bad, white people are bad, guns are bad, the police are all racist and want to kill you. This is military veterans, people that have served 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours, being called in by SPLC-trained people to be told George Washington's bad and the free speech is bad and your enemy is the constitutionalist. And then they go out and have drills where they practice mowing down old black, white, Hispanic people. I've been there. I've had Marines tell me about it. I've shown up and videotaped it. I made films, the police state films, where they practice mowing down rural people wearing John Deere caps. Now, do you think that woke the troops up? You bet it did. They ran their re-education camp garbage that they do at these schools on the military. It didn't work. Next is the police. The police made jokes about the New World Order for decades. They believed the SPLC garbage to a great extent. Then it all came true. The last 6, 7 years, the police woke up. They're now one of the most awake groups after military. This is in the entire country. Military and police. Why do you think they want to start a civil war with them? To get us all killing each other. Because the patriots, the police, and the military are the natural enemies of the globalist totalitarian takeover. And it's the only main resistance there is the liberty, patriot, Tea Party movement. And in government, it's patriot legislators of every race, color, and creed. It's patriot police chiefs and sheriffs and county commissioners, and then it's military officers. Most of the current brass is completely freaked out that hasn't been culled and hasn't been purged. I got a message just the other day from a group of high-level generals that are all recently culled or retired saying, keep it up, you're 100% dead on. And adding, we can't believe you've got this much information or that you're still alive. You've got to understand, folks, what you're hearing is the truth. An enemy foreign group has come in and is trying to get a civil war going to make us kill each other. There are certainly problems in governments. We've all got beefs with each other. But the point is, it all needs to stop now. We need to focus on TPP. We need to focus on the open borders. We need to focus on the dollar being devalued. We need to focus on the move to take our guns. We need to focus on our power plants being turned off. We need to focus on our jobs being shipped overseas. We need to focus on buying America. We need to focus on repenting and finding a real church in your area. We need to focus on getting healthy and reaching out to others in the info war, in the true resistance.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquid, e-cig refill, car chargers, and starter kit. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LetsDig.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid
lost her baubles.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Well, the Energy Department came out a few months ago and said sunlight's bad for the earth.
In the spring of 25.
And now Energy Department says that they're going to smash pumpkins for causing climate change. That's right. They want to cut down forests as well because they create carbon dioxide. And now they say they want to smash 1.3 billion pounds of pumpkins produced because they're bad. There you go, folks. Everything is evil. University tells students making kissing sounds sexual harassment. This is just today. Sleeping comfortably while white, now racist, scientists claim. Beef and all of the forms of meat, evil carcinogens. Oh, they're going to keep us all safe, don't you worry. I'm going to start the whole debate coverage next hour and take your calls. Do you agree with me or do you disagree? This was a major sea change moment where the whore media, the enemy media, the collaborator occupation system propaganda arm, I mean, that's what it is, sat there just nastily attacking the candidates. And as bad as some of the candidates are, it made them look like angels. Don't you get it, media whores? You're jokes. You're frauds. Again, here's the headline. I'm going to play this next hour as well. Runaway blimp. What the government isn't telling you, a Joe Biggs report. I remember before 9/11, there were DARPA announcements, but they weren't in the news. They were going to launch all these blimps at 100,000 feet to surveil everything, basically a stingray on steroids spying on you with cameras, ground-penetrating radar, you name it. They've got them all over the country now. They're crashing all the time. And when they crash, they tell the public flying saucers. Remember the ABC News one when they've got a huge one with propellers on it? And they go, it's not a surveillance blimp, as conspiracy theorists think. No, it's just obviously a blimp. A five-year-old could tell that. It must be aliens. See how they work? It's aliens. It's not a blimp. And I go, no, it's a blimp. And they go, thank you, crazy man. I've had Nightline here. And they looked at me and they said, so you think there's big blimps up high in the atmosphere? What? I mean, this is, and I bet you think 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, that's all they've got is hoping you don't call them on their BS. I'm going to stop right now. I've only covered a fraction of the news, but it's all coming up. There's so much military news as well. The good news is people are waking up, so let's just try to stop a civil war. Let's try to stop a war with the Russians. Let's just try to not let them turn our power plants off and repeal Obamacare, and we won't have a total depression. They're engineering the selective depression. You understand that? Wayne Madsen's coming up, too. We sent him out to the big secret airbase, and people have been killed over this, and there's no way to hype it like I should. It's just crazy information. The article's up on InfoWars.com, linking the big CIA jet graveyard out in Arizona. He's been out there for 4 days with our crew, and we didn't announce it till after, tying it to 9/11. So pretty big investigation. There's been murders involved with folks investigating this, so it's pretty dangerous. That's coming up in the third hour. Briefly, InfoWarsLife.com, we're running a bunch of specials right now. Some of them end, obviously, on October 31st, like free shipping on the storable foods and 10% off. Free shipping on the water filters and 10% off on the new Alexa Pure systems that are so powerful. And also, the biggest special ever on the Liver Cleanse, and that's the Liver Cleanse Pack, the Oxy Powder and the Liver Shield, 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And that's going to end next week because we're going to sell out. And we got to hold some of it back. We're not getting more until next year. So if you want it, want to do the Liver Cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Second hour coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com.